Well, it's unbelievable how fast 2025 has gone as we've already wrapped up November and we're approaching the last month of the year. But looking back at November, we actually saw the markets perform fairly well overall. It was an interesting month as demand or the expectation that China would be coming in and buying product helped to support the soybean market, which spilled over into the corn market. Wheat seeing a kind of a mixed performance as winter wheats were under a little bit of pressure for the month, but we saw Minneapolis wheat gain a little bit of value. Now, what we're looking at there is likely spread trading between the classes, but it was enough to give Minneapolis some good strength, and it gave December a big push towards the end as it went into delivery. As far as the rest of the markets, we did see some decent gains by the time the month wrapped up, mainly off of the expectation of China demand. By the time we saw the month end, we did see Minneapolis wheat finishing up 26 cents in the December contract. A lot of that came the last week, while March was only up 5 cents. Over in the Chicago markets, we saw about 3 to 10 cent losses, while Kansas City was down from 6 to 9 cents. In the corn market, we saw some gains as strong demand continues to be the main focus for corn and a little bit of delayed harvest here, especially up in North Dakota, where the state that is showing the slowest progress for corn right harvest right now, as we are trying to approach the end of the production year. Corn did see strength and finished up about 4 cents for the month. Soybeans had better strength. They were up close to 22 cents, mainly because of the expectation of increased demand from China. Soybean meal dropped $5 to $7. Soybean oil was up $3, and canola finishing up $13 to $16. As far as the meats, we had a weaker performance in November. Live cattle dropped anywhere from $10 to $14, while feeder cattle were down about $8 in the deferred contracts. The November contract did finish a little bit higher off of strong demand and the need to stay tied to cash. Lean hogs saw about 50 cents to $1.50 losses. In the outside markets, crude oil was down close to $3. Gold was up over $212. The dollar was about a quarter of a cent lower, and the Dow Jones finished the month close to unchanged.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.